Time now for the weekly Navy Sports Magazine show, presented by Navy Federal Credit Union, featuring coaches and administrators of your Navy athletic programs. This show is brought to you by Navy Federal Credit Union, open to the Armed Forces, DOD, and their families. Join Navy Federal Credit Union today. Federally insured by NCUA, by Buffalo Wild Wings, Wings, Beer, Sports, and by Katz of Brothers. We remind you to drink responsibly.
Hello, I'm Pete Medhurst with another edition of the Navy Sports Magazine. Coming up, we're going to talk wrestling with Nicholas Gill, going to talk baseball with Jacob Williamson, and we're going to talk men's lacrosse with Jeff Durden. Big showdown coming up this weekend. You'll hear it on the Navy Radio Network. Navy and Maryland coming up on Saturday at 12 o'clock. Should be a great game between two undefeated clubs so far. Terps have already played four times, and they are 4-0 so far on the year, while Navy comes in with a mark of 2-0 off of the win last week against UMBC by a score of 11-6. Women's basketball a winner this week. The men postponed, pushed back a day. Details coming up. This is the Navy Sports Magazine on the Navy Radio Network.
At Navy Federal Credit Union, we help our members execute missions every day, like Operation...
Oh, no, you don't. You got the check last time. Besides, I want the points for our fishing trip coming up. It's going to take four-wheelers and a canoe to find the perfect spot this time.
Apply now to start earning triple points at restaurants, double points on gas, and single points everywhere else with the Go Rewards credit card from Navy Federal. Navy Federal Credit Union. Our members are the mission. Open to the armed forces, the DOD, veterans, and their families. Insured by NCUA.
Visit Buffalo Wild Wings in Annapolis weekdays from 11 to 2 and take advantage of their new 15-minute lunch guarantee, or your lunch is free. That's right, free. And with 15-minute lunch guarantee, that means less time waiting and more time eating delicious B-dubs before you got to get back to the office. Buffalo Wild Wings, Annapolis. Wings, beer, sports. Available for dine-in orders at participating locations for a limited time. See restaurant for details.
At Annapolis Bus Company and Town Transport, they can make your transportation as easy as possible. From corporate events, weddings, and Navy reunions to just a night out on the town. Call them at 410-266-3392 to reserve your vehicle. Annapolis Bus and Town Transport. What premium service is about.
This is the Pepsi that your father drank and your grandfather drank.
When I was your age, we were...
This is the Pepsi that your Uncle Ted drank when rock sounded like this. This is the Pepsi for American pastimes. Whether you're tailgating at a speedway or courtside watching your favorite player make a breakaway,
he scores!
This is the Pepsi for those who are forever fun. This is the Pepsi for every generation.
The Naval Academy Athletic Association expects to win at everything they do. Join the Blue and Gold today, and your contribution will help enable our midshipmen to pursue the highest goals possible as members of our varsity or junior varsity teams. For more information, call 1-800-US-4-NAVY or log on to NavySports.com. Welcome back to Navy Sports Magazine. Time to shed the light on Navy men's lacrosse. Men's team off to a 2-0 start with Jeff Durden from the lacrosse hotbed of Georgia. How'd you get involved in the sport of lacrosse?
Just growing up playing football, and then my cousin actually started playing lacrosse, so I went to go see one of his games, and I just kind of fell in love with the sport.
Like the physicality of it, because there's some physicality elements just like football in it?
Of course.
Now, when you started, you told me they put you in between the pipes. It's the fastest way to get on the field because nobody wants to stand in front of a 100-mile-an-hour shot. Except that didn't really go well, did it?
No, I actually scored on myself two times in a game. So, yeah.
That's a humbling experience.
It was.
But obviously, they then put your athleticism to good use. How did you then parlay that onto a Division I lacrosse roster?
I just kind of like worked at it a lot. Just try to stay on the wall as much as I could. Drills, like private lessons, just as much as I could.
I know you mentioned the wall. Wall ball has got to be one of the most popular things in terms of this sport. Is that such one of the most basic things you can do, yet it's something that you can, as we see often, more often than not, passing and catching sometimes can be the most difficult thing in this sport. But is that just a very simple way, you can do something you can do all by yourself, just a real fundamental thing to stay sharp?
Oh, without a doubt. It's the easiest thing. You can just get yourself a ball and just go hit the wall for 30 minutes. And it makes a tremendous difference. Like two, three times a week, just 10, 15 minutes, make a world of difference.
You have played behind and seen some
terrific guys at the position you're playing right now at long stick midi. You seem to be following in those same footsteps. What was it about those guys that you saw and obviously see fit to emulate as they were terrific players themselves at the same position?
Yeah, I mean, like, obviously, you know Matt Reese.
Yep.
I think he's an unbelievable player. I watched him while I was at Naps in high school growing up, watched him. And, I mean, I'm just trying to fill his shoes as best I can.
Obviously, everybody wants the kind of athlete Matt is. You are at that position. But it carries a lot of responsibility. I mean, people think it's just a defensive position because you're holding a long pole. But you all and that athleticism have turned that into a big-time two-way performance here. Have you seen that position develop that way? Because we saw you the other night in fine fashion from Ryan Kerr looking like Joe Montana with the long pass out there. I mean, those kind of plays can be so uplifting for a team, can't they?
Oh, absolutely. They're huge momentum changers. And, I mean, I learned from Scott Ratliff, the pole at Loyola.
Mm-hmm.
He's taught me everything I know because he's also a Georgia guy. And he was big in transition. And especially with the shot clock now, it like only plays into our favor, being like a long pole midi.
I was going to say, too, we were just talking about this down the hall. I mean, you know, in your first couple of games, I mean, you all had it obviously in the scrimmages and stuff, but in the first two games where you're playing for keeps, have you noticed any great differences, especially from a defensive standpoint, mm-hmm. For your team defending an 80-second shot clock?
I mean, personally, I like it a little bit better because teams can't stall us out, and we can get out and, like, dictate the pace, and we can get hands on them and force them to do what we want.
You guys have a lot of very young elements on that defense in front of Ryan Kern. What kind of stabilizing factor is he back there in between the pipes? Because as we've seen through the first two games, it's been simply outstanding.
Yeah, I mean, he definitely is kind of our voice of reason. Like you said, we're really young, but he's always there just kind of like making sure we're like squared away and we all know what we're doing and where to go, and he's definitely helped us.
I was going to say, through two games now, you guys have at least four guys you know of back on close defense that have shown the ability to play. But how hard is finding that cohesion? Because you guys are literally learning on the job as a unit back there. It goes, obviously, with you and Tim and that defensive midfielder's role and obviously playing along with him. Is this simply something that's going to be a game by game, we get better, we watch the film, we get better type of thing as the season goes along?
Yeah, I mean, we're definitely getting better day by day. We're just trying to make those steps, watching film as much as we can. And it's just kind of like hanging out in the locker room after, like building that cohesion, like you said, that chemistry. It's definitely helping us.
Big week, obviously, a chance to really measure yourselves against a team that's obviously year in and year out, seemingly in the national championship game. How do you see you guys' confidence level as you go in against one of the nation's best this week?
Well, I mean, they definitely are top three, like, without a doubt. They've always been. I think we can play really well against them. I think we match up pretty well. But I'm definitely excited to play them on Saturday.
This is a team that, you know, they don't beat themselves very much. No. And at the same time, does it force the other team to be that much better, knowing that they're not usually going to make a ton of mistakes in the game? Or do you block that kind of pressure out and just go out and play your game and do your thing and work on what you all do, as opposed to dictating or getting dictated to by what they do?
I mean, I think it's a little bit of both. They obviously don't make many mistakes a game. And I think we just have to limit those, because I think that is the only way that we're really going to give them a good run for their money, is if we just limit our mistakes and we just play to our game.
All right, now in a split second, Jeff Durden's got to go from defender to offensive player. What is that decision-making process like as you're running down the field with that long pole? Because we saw the other night, you scored. You also made a great decision passing to a teammate. Is that just something now that's come instinctive to you in transition in situations like that, where you got to have that head up, and I know the eyes get big that you want to score, but you also got to be looking around to see if somebody maybe has a better chance?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, definitely. It's just pretty much like as soon as you get covered, try to find that open guy. And obviously, like, the guy slid up to me, I threw it to Nick Cole because he just had a better chance of scoring than I did. So, yeah.
And, of course, Ryan Kern was looking for the hockey assist on that one, wasn't he?
He was.
See? Hopefully he can keep threading the needle perfectly on those long outlet passes. Appreciate the time. Best of luck this week against the Terrapins.
Thank you.
All right, Maryland Terrapins and the Mids, 12 o'clock on Saturday at Navy Marine Corps Memorial Stadium.
back to the Navy Sports Magazine. Time to shine a light on Navy wrestling with Team Captain Nicholas Gill. You've won a lot of matches during your time here at the Academy. Do any of them stand out so far during the course of your career here?
I think my favorite match was, just like a personal match for me, was when I beat Army my freshman year. So just going back, before that I lost in the All Academy Finals, and then it was a real close duel, and we were able to string together a bunch of like matches from me and Matt Miller and Michael Wolf just to get like the win, and it was pretty big for us because it was a really tight match. So
you've wrestled with some great guys during the course of your career here in that room. Any guys that stand out that maybe helped you directly along the way? Because look, this is an individual sport, and I know when you first show up that freshman year, it can be kind of a culture shock when you get into to that kind of room with the kind of quality that ends up in there.
I think definitely just looking at the seniors when I was freshman, I like really look up to those guys a lot. Our team captain then was John Keck. I'm still in contact with him. And then Matt Miller and Michael Coleman were like great wrestlers that like I really enjoyed to like. They were a lot bigger than me, and they like kind of bullied me around a little bit, mm-hmm. but they're like great guys that I kind of learned a lot from it, I think.
How did you develop maybe your own leadership style? Because every captain is different. Every captain leads in a different way.
I think I still do. I rely a lot on like my classmates, John Carrera, Thomas Sott, Anthony Cable, Connor Doyle, Dino Manser. I like rely a lot on those guys to like help me out and help me get like kind of. They kind of carry a little bit of the leadership as well, and just I try to like, I guess like shine a positive light on guys that are doing it right and like kind of guys that are leading by example. Because we got a lot of leaders on the team. Like Jacob Allen leads like by example every day as a freshman, which is pretty awesome to see. So I think just like the team itself makes it a little bit easier for me. You know, they're doing the right thing constantly. So.
Is that almost where you, as the captain, have to initiate to them that, hey, your leadership and your ideas are welcome as part of leading this team as a whole?
Yeah, definitely. I think so.
As you all get ready now, obviously you've got Army still remaining, and obviously as you point toward the IWAs and NCAAs again, hopefully, you know, what is the key for you individually down the stretch here to make sure you stay at max efficiency here? Because as we know, a guy's not 100% pretty much after a couple of weeks into a wrestling season.
Yeah, definitely. Just I kind of told the guys this week that, you know, Saturday's the big day, so getting everything you need, whether that's like sleep and nutrition, just like getting, stringing all the little things together to, you know, optimize your performance on Saturday. So that's like what we're really looking to do, and you know, getting healthy is like big part of it. Trying to maintain the injuries and make sure nothing's like bothering you too much, I would say.
Going into enemy territory, how much tougher is it to wrestle up there as opposed to some of the other places that you wrestle during the course of the year? Because as we've seen over the last few years, they seem to take a little even extra pride now in trying to beat Navy in several sports and pull out all the stops in terms of support.
I've never really wrestled in West Point.
True.
So I did when I was, when I was at NAS, we wrestled MAPS there, mm-hmm. and that wasn't, we won then, but I never actually wrestled up there. I'm super excited to get down there and wrestle. You know, this like dual meet means a lot to me being my senior year, but it just means a lot to the team. This is what one of our biggest team goals is, to beat Army this year, and we've been really striving every day throughout the season up until this point. So we're super excited. We're ready to go down there, and we're ready to go.
In terms of preparation individually as a wrestler, how much time do you spend on your opponent, maybe working with your coaching staff, you know, on your potential opponent, and how much of it is strictly you dictating your plan to your opponent coming up on Saturday?
I think it's a little bit of both. What I found the most useful for me as a wrestler is just like sitting down with Coach Neff or Coach Jarrett or one of my coaches and just kind of looking at the opponent, but not like what they do, more of what I can do. Mm-hmm. What in my style will work against that opponent. So I think I spend a decent amount of time doing that, but I think the majority of my time is spent on just stringing together my match and like not worrying too much about the opponent.
Can you believe 4 years of this is almost over?
Yeah, it's pretty crazy to think. Like this is I remember us Coach Lett said something yesterday and it was like, can you believe you got like 5 weeks left? And I was like, no, it's pretty crazy. In the beginning of the, you know, looking back 4 years, I was like, well, I got four more years of wrestling. Now it's like I barely have any time left, so.
What's been the key for you to make it through all the way to the end of the journey? Because as you well know, not everybody does that.
Yeah, I think it's just the guys on the team. Just so many great guys. Like all my closest friends are on the team. Just like knowing that, and you know, just like you're kind of going through the grind with them, and you definitely like grow a close bond to them. And I think that's what I like value the most. Right now, like as a midshipman, just being on the team, just being one of the guys, and it's like definitely what's carried me through these 4 years for sure.
All right, great stuff. Best of luck to you and all your mates coming up against Army.
Thank you.
All right, Navy Wrestling Captain Nicholas Gill joining us here on the Navy Sports Magazine.
I'm Chris Cisneros. I left the Army as a major and have been a USAA member for 20 years. When I was in the Army, I was trained as a pilot, as an instructor pilot, an instrument examiner, and a maintenance test pilot. I can land a helicopter on the side of a mountain while wearing night vision goggles. But when it comes to investing, I don't have that same kind of training.
At USAA, we're committed to helping military service members and their families with their financial goals. Choosing the right investments is critical in helping turn those goals into a reality. Even if you don't know a lot about investing, don't worry. We'll show you how to strengthen and simplify your finances and find the right investments for your needs. Visit usaa.com/invest or call 800-472-USAA to get one-on-one guidance for your goals.
Members paid for their participation. Membership eligibility and product restrictions applied or subject to change. Investments insurance not FDIC insured, not bank issued, guaranteed or underwritten may lose value. Investments provided by USAA Investment Management Company and USAA Financial Advisors, Inc., both registered broker-dealers.
Navy basketball fans are the best fans on the Chesapeake. We remind you that when you're celebrating a Navy basketball victory with your friends, show everyone you're a good sport. Be responsible, be considerate of your fellow fans, and always designate a driver. It's part of every winning game plan. A message from the Naval Academy Athletic Association and your friends at Anheuser-Busch, who remind you to be a good sport. Responsibility matters.
The Patriot League is the model that validates the balance between academics and athletics and exhibits the truest sense of the term, scholar-athlete. The graduates of 10 of the nation's premier academic institutions serve as leaders in the corporate and academic worlds and provide leadership within their communities and help the Patriot League lead the nation in NCAA graduation rates. The Patriot League, today's scholar-athletes, tomorrow's leaders. For more details, visit patriotleague.org or patriotleague.tv.
Welcome back to the Navy Sports Magazine. Time to shed the light on Navy baseball with Jacob Williamson, now in his third year here at the Academy. Picked up your eighth career home run, obviously, over the weekend against Gardner-Webb. But how frustrating is it to have a game where your pitchers give you every opportunity, and no matter how hard you try up at the plate, you know, sometimes in these early games especially, things just don't work out for you guys. It's not like you played bad baseball this weekend.
Yeah, I agree. Our pitchers gave us literally everything they had, even the younger guys too. You know, it's difficult from an offensive standpoint when your pitchers are giving you what you want, and then you can't come out and kind of perform at the level that we need to. And that kind of showed with us losing those 1-2-run games. We had a bunch of lead changes throughout the game, but, you know, we couldn't really, like, pull it out. So,
as an infielder, what is it like to play behind a guy like Noah Saul?
It's great, you know. I probably have more balls from strikes threes coming to me than I do ground balls, but... he's a great guy, great pitcher, you know, and he's exactly what we need for this team.
The way your pitchers work, is it obviously a plus? I mean, many of them have success. Many of them work with a fairly decent pace because as an infielder, you know, you stand around a little bit. You know, sometimes you can get caught flat-footed, but when you have the type of successful pitchers you all have, though, with a pretty good pace, does that help out infielders?
Yeah, absolutely. Pitchers with a great pace, like they kind of set the tone for our defense. You know, when pitchers kind of struggle a little bit, we kind of get set back, and we have to like remember to ourselves, like, hey, we need to kind of like step up and, you know, like be on our toes most of the time. So, you know, usually when the pitchers are kind of up, like upbeat and fast paced, like it's always a good job for us, and it makes our job easier.
As a hitter, and obviously, you know, 8 career home runs at this point in your career, we've seen bat technology change so much over the last few years. You know, have you had to make adjustment as a hitter, or is it basically just putting a different stick in your hand and let's go?
I agree. They always say, like, it's not the weapon, it's the warrior. You know, it's on you, kind of putting on your swing. We don't really stress if the bat's changed or not. I mean, it's kind of out of our control, like what we can do and what we cannot do. So I think it's just, you know, we go up there with confidence and in ourselves and our ability, and that's what we go with.
Do you all have, obviously, specific hopes with launch angle and things of that nature? Do you just go up there basically trying to put this thing in play, put the pressure on the defense, and go at it?
We take what our coach, Coach Kane, we take what he preaches, and we stress it every day at practice, and we kind of want to go out there with the same mentality and the same things that we've been coached with, and kind of put that to the test. We don't really focus on the nitty-gritty launch angle or, you know, bat speed and everything like that. So we just kind of like try to have a good approach to the baseball and go out there and kind of like do our best.
How tough is preparation at this time of the year? Because with the wacky weather we've had here, I mean, one day it's 60, the next day it's 16. You know, how difficult is it to prepare as a hitter? A lot of it at this time of the year is done inside, let's face it. Down the left field line there at Max Bishop Stadium. How different is it preparing inside and then obviously having to go outside and facing live pitching here at the beginning of the season?
You know, it's always a challenge kind of going back and forth like that. I remember 1 week we practiced 3 or 4 days inside, and that was all we did. We were just hitting inside and trying to get ready for the season, and that was like last week. So, you know, it's difficult going back and forth like that, but it's kind of like what we kind of like we really can't control the weather, so we kind of have to make best of it. You know, live pitching, it's early in the season. We haven't really seen a bunch of live pitching. So just going from machine work to live pitching, us hitters, we're just trying to make the adjustments as quick as possible for the season to start.
Native of Sims, North Carolina, chance to be somewhat close to home this coming week. Looking forward to this weekend in Kinston against the Air Force Academy.
That's right. I always look forward to going back home to close to Kinston, and it's always a great feeling, especially my family and friends coming out and watch. So it's always a good feeling.
I was going to say, from being down in that area, knowing that obviously long-time Carolina League Class A ballpark, a little extra enthusiasm to go play in a park like that?
Always. You know, the past 2 years we've been blessed with good weather. It was hot and humid back in North Carolina, so I think it adds like an extra like oomph, you know, to the atmosphere and to the kind of, you know, who we're playing to. I mean, we're playing Air Force and a great stadium and a great place to be, so with a great crowd. And I think it's something to look forward to this weekend.
I was going
to
say, too, I mean, I broadcasted those games down there before, and not only do your fans, specific to your team, come out, but it seems like the local folks come out and really make it a great atmosphere for that entire weekend.
Yeah, the whole community comes out. And Kinston's a small town, and all the surrounding towns around it, they always usually try to come out there and watch, especially like when college baseball teams come around and they want to watch the game of baseball. And it's always like a great feeling, like I said before, just going back and watching everybody from like different parts of the country just come and watch.
And a great Bojangles right down the street, because I've been there. I did that a couple years ago when we played down there against Air Force. Appreciate the time. Best of luck to you and your teammates this weekend against Air Force.
I appreciate it. Thank you.
All right, Jacob Williamson joining us here on the Navy Sports Magazine.
That'll do it for this week's edition of the Navy Sports Magazine. Congratulations to the Navy women's basketball team. Winners on Wednesday night as they knocked off Lafayette. Big performances off the bench by Mary-Kate Yulasiewicz and Daryl Langford to help spur the mids. For all the details and the complete box score, go to NavySports.com. Men pushed back a day, had to play Thursday afternoon. That was after we taped this particular program against Loyola. For that result, go to NavySports.com. We'll be in Hamilton, New York with them coming up on Saturday as they take on Colgate. Don't forget the Patriot League men's and women's swimming and diving championships taking place at Lejeune Hall over at the United States Naval Academy. Get on over there and support the two very best teams in the Patriot League, as they will be putting on a clinic, as always, inside the pool over there. Lacrosse coming up on the weekend. Doubleheader action Saturday. Navy and Maryland on the men's side at 12. Navy and Towson on the women's side at 3 o'clock. Joe Miller has the call on the Navy Radio Network. Until Saturday from Hamilton, join us then. 1:45 for men's basketball. For Bill Lusby, I'm Pete Medhurst. Thanks for joining us. This has been the Navy Sports Magazine on the Navy Radio Network.
This has been the weekly Navy Sports Magazine show, presented by Navy Federal Credit Union, featuring coaches and administrators of your Navy athletic programs. This show has been brought to you by Navy Federal Credit Union, open to the armed forces, DOD, and their families. Join Navy Federal Credit Union today, federally insured by NCUA, by Annapolis Bus and Town Transport, what premium service is about, and by USAA. We know what it means to serve.